Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I've selected scriptures out of the Old and New Testament, out of Jeremiah in the Old Testament, chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And then out of the New Testament, out of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, beginning at verse 23. Then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self? The last few weeks, we've been looking at some scripture passages with the goal of putting some bricks in place within one of the pillars of the foundations of our lives, our purpose in life. In conversation after conversation with so many through the years, it's been so evident that there is no concept more difficult for us to get a handle on than our purpose, exactly what that is for each of us. Shortly today, we're about to move my granddaughter Hannah into the dorm to begin class as a freshman next week at the University of Florida. And they ask her and millions of others around the country to declare their major, their purpose, at age 18. Kind of hard. I'm still trying to figure it out, as many of us are. Our purpose for finding the answer to the question, why are we here? What is it that we're supposed to do and be about in life? It has to be greater, doesn't it, than simply getting up each day, going to the office or whatever, doing our assigned tasks and going home at the end of the day, and then doing it all over again the next day and then the next, and every now and then getting a paycheck for our efforts. Doesn't it have to be something different than that? It has to be greater and more than winning and earning and getting and doing, doesn't it? Is that what it's about? If we're honest with ourselves, we all wrestle with that at times in the journey of our lives, trying to figure out our purpose or purposes in life, acknowledged as successful by the world and the world around us, but still feeling unsatisfied, still feeling unfulfilled, feeling like there is something more to life. So what is our purpose? What should we be about in our lives? Is it something specific, ever-changing, hard to discern and figure out? Or maybe it's something as simple as loving and trusting God and doing His will. Whatever that is for us, whatever His will for our lives might be. In getting to today, a few weeks ago, we talked about trusting God for the direction of our days. And my granddaughter Ellie Kate's trust fall into her granddaddy's arms. We looked at Peter trusting Christ enough to get out of the boat in a storm of hurricane proportions so that he could be with Christ. We looked at the encouragement from the writer of Hebrews to always, quote, consider him, consider Christ, close quote, whenever we're faced with mountains or valleys we don't think we can climb or walk through. Those times when we don't know which way to go. We embrace the words of James, Jesus' half-brother, reminding us of the brevity and certainty of life and not missing what might be those last moments of our last songs together with loved ones, as Elton John so poignantly pointed out in his song appropriately entitled, Last Song. Last week, we looked within ourselves at what keeps us busy each day of our lives, the worldly doing things or the deeper being things, which define who we are and move us closer to who we should be deep within. We looked at the successful father taking an airplane trip with his six-year-old daughter to eat a Chick-fil-A, all just with her daddy, reminding us that focusing on who we were created to be within just might move us to make a difference in the world around us rather than simply climbing ladder after ladder in fruitless efforts, believing we'll find satisfaction when we get to the top. Today, we want to take a moment to continue to look further at our purpose and the commitment of our lives that it takes to find and to flesh out and to fulfill our God-ordained purpose in the world at this particular time in history with the life that you and I have been given, a purpose that is unique and should be directed by God, not by society. It may be a little tough as a starting place for this discussion to realize, like it or not, that Christ calls us in the Scripture from the Gospel of Luke that we read as we began to deny ourselves, to take up our cross daily and follow Him. And the obvious question then is, at least for me, to where, Lord? Where do you want us to follow you, Lord? Certainly not all the way to the cross like you did. And the answer is, are you ready? Yes, all the way to the cross. To sacrifice our lives every day to the call of Christ, to serve Him and to serve others. For whoever wants to save their life, Jesus said, will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will save it. Total commitment, total surrender. That surrender and commitment is the starting point to finding our God-ordained purpose in life. At any given point in time, I am always reading 5 or 6 books. I know you probably have heard this before, or maybe you do it yourself, trying to fill in my huge gap in knowledge, I suppose. Recently, I read about a group of missionaries who lived in the 1800s who were known as one-way missionaries. They would buy one-way tickets on ships to the mission fields in different areas or countries around the world, which they felt they were being called to. And rather than using suitcases to pack all their stuff in, clothing, books, equipment, etc., they used coffins. Their coffins, one day, that they would use or someone would use for them. And as their ship sailed away, they knew, as they waved to loved ones and friends and all they had known up until then, that they were never coming back. A.W. Milne was one of those one-way missionaries. He felt called to a tribe of headhunters in the New Hebrides Islands in the South Pacific. All the other missionaries who had gone to be with this tribe had been killed by them, martyred. But for some reason, Milne found favor with them right away. He lived among the tribe for 35 years and never returned home. When he died, the tribe buried him and wrote the following words on his tombstone. Quote, "When he came, there was no light. When he left, there was no darkness." Close quote. Is that how we find our purpose? Is that where we go to find our purpose? To New Hebrides or some other place like that with a different name? Is that what we are called to do to find our purpose? The short answer for me is, I don't know. I do know that our God calls us to commitment and full surrender to Him, to be available to and with Him, to answer His call on our lives wherever we find it, every day, wherever we are. I do know that our God is an active God, always calling us to an active life with and for Him, a life that allows Him to work through us, to touch the world with and for Him. And I do know, just looking around, that there are a lot of people climbing ladders to the top of something. I wonder if they know why. Some of those ladders seem to be leaning against the wrong priority, climbing toward things and success, which often leads them to emptiness rather than fulfillment, believing perhaps they are headed toward their purpose in life. I do believe that Christ didn't go to the cross for you and for me to just go through life as a life of routine, never embracing our God-given purpose, or so we can sit comfortably where we are while so many around us of all ages never get to know Him and live the lives of quiet desperation unnoticed and untouched by a world around them which often doesn't seem to care and at best turns its head. Here's something else I know. There is only one you. And you were created to have a unique purpose which only you can have, only you. You and I were designed, created, and given life at this particular time by our Creator for a unique purpose. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And only you can live out that plan and that purpose. And we begin to find it when we lean into Him and when we follow Him. Is there a need you can address, a cause you can be a part of and support, a life you can lift, a situation in your community, state, nation, or world you can change? Our example for the answer to all of those questions and more is very simple. Our example is Christ. He is our benchmark, our guide to follow, and against which to measure our journey. Christ went around looking for and finding people where they were and took them where they ought to be. Maybe that's where we start to find our purpose, by his example of living each day, looking to make the life of someone better, life after life, until together with God in the lead, we change the world with and for him. That's the bigger picture, guys. That's the bigger picture, my friends, of our purpose in life, of why we are here at all. Embrace Christ. Lean into Christ. Follow Christ. Yes, all the way. All the way to the cross. Embark on your journey with him and for him. And there, you and I will begin to find our purpose in life. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for these dear friends. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for their walk to this point. But I also thank you for the uncertainty that they experience at times, trying to figure it all out, trying to discern your will for their lives. Lord, I pray that you would just make it as simple as reminding them to surrender it all to you, that you will guide them, guide me, lead us into all that you want us to be day after day. Thank you for the example of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. May we follow his example all the way to the cross. And it's in your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.